USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. At least 10 people are injured in Central Florida after a drive-by shooting in a neighborhood Monday.
They located three victims who were shot on the scene, and several victims, the officers were told, had been transported by a personal vehicle.
Police in Lakeland report two have critical injuries, and the rest have non-life-threatening injuries in what's believed to be a targeted attack. Investigators say they found pot at the scene of the shooting. Authorities still looking for the suspects. Another officer's been relieved of duty in the wake of Tyree Nichols' deadly beating.
Memphis police say Preston Hemphill has been let go, although what role he played wasn't disclosed. Five other officers were fired and have been charged with second-degree murder for Nichols' death, but family attorney Ben Crump says it's not enough.
We have a lot of questions that have to be answered over this sixth officer as well as others.
Hemphill's attorney says he's cooperating with officials but wasn't present at the scene. Nichols is set to be laid to rest on Wednesday.
The Biden administration set to end two emergencies related to the COVID-19 pandemic on May 11th. On Monday, the White House informed Congress that both the national emergency and public health emergency will come to a close, ending most of the COVID relief money. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says while he still prefers the two-state solution in the Middle East today, he says the U.S. commitment to Israel is ironclad.
That commitment is backed up by nearly 75 years of United States support. America's commitment has never wavered.
Blinken met with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem Monday, offering his condolences for the seven Israelis killed in an attack on a synagogue on the outskirts of Jerusalem last week. Back in the States, Cindy Williams, the actress who played the Shirley half of Laverne and Shirley, is dead. She was 75 years old and died at her home in Los Angeles. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
President Biden spends part of the day touting a multi-billion-dollar rail tunnel rehab project along the Potomac River. Biden said billions of dollars in the bipartisan infrastructure bill have gone toward improvements to the Baltimore and Potomac tunnel, creating as many as 20,000 construction jobs.
Laborers, electricians, carpenters, cement masons, iron workers, operating engineers, and so much more. These are good jobs you can raise a family on.
Biden spoke in Baltimore on Monday. The Baltimore and Potomac Tunnel, considered the largest rail bottleneck in the entire Northeast. Construction of a wall on the United States-Mexico border is still taking place in some areas.
Texas still building its portion of a border wall, even though the Biden administration stopped work on that wall. Texas Governor Greg Abbott admits it's not a cheap endeavor.
Part of that is the materials for the wall. Part of it is the cost of acquiring the rights to be able to build the wall on land.
Abbott, speaking in the border town of San Benito Monday, where wall construction was taking place, said they are acquiring more land rights, which should help speed up construction. I'm John Schaefer.
The U.S. will not be sending any F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. President Biden was asked that question after returning to the White House Monday and responded, quote, no. He did not elaborate or say the U.S. might in the future. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.